At Brilliant High School near Appleton today, public school advocates have criticized the way this budget would cut state aid in its first year and continue revenue caps that make it harder for districts to make up for cuts at the local level. A Schwabenon superintendent, Brian Haynes, says districts like his are at a tipping point.
And the potential loss of educational opportunities for our students across the state with this proposed budget is just alarming.
Walker's budget would cut property taxes on the median home by a total of $10. Shawnee School District business manager Louise Fisher said it's not worth it.
Honestly, are any of us going to hold this budget, the governor or you, in high regard because it saved us the cost of a Friday night fish fry?
There are three more budget hearings scheduled. The next one is Friday in Milwaukee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.